All right. Well, shit. What are y'all doing? Screwing. R.I.P. Leslie Jordan. 2BH. Well, it's been a minute since we've been on the pod. I've missed it. Welcome back, everybody. New listeners, old listeners, dead listeners, everybody dying. I am recording this on December 31st, New Year's Eve, 2022. Because we didn't really pod this year, and I feel like I want to end 2022 with a little something for the podcast. I felt a little bit of inspiration lately, kind of to return to doing the pod. Not that I ever really stopped. I took more of a creative hiatus, I guess you can say, as pretentious as that sounds, maybe, to some people. I don't know. Okay, let me just kind of just back up a little bit. Welcome back, everybody, to my Crunchy Podcast. My name is Eddie. And today, we are recording one last episode of the pod for the year. And not that we really had many this year, but if this sounds a little too much, like quality audio-wise, or maybe a little too crunchy, then it must be your first time on this side of town, because, you know, I'm just recording this on my phone. I am chilling in Cedar Rapids. So funny that I was just thinking about that fucking dumbass meme from back in the election, and it started, and then I saw it. I was just thinking about it randomly, and I didn't even say it out loud because I didn't want to give the bots too much power. But and then I've been seeing a couple of memes on Twitter within the last 24 hours. So, anyways. But yeah, I am chilling, actually, sitting outside in my car, recording this, no microphone, no nothing, just in my car, just raw dogging it. I decided today that I was going to get up at 6 a.m. and go to the gym. And I had a feeling, but it's hard to go to the gym at 6 a.m. when the gym opens at 8 a.m. on Saturday. And I don't know if that's all Saturdays or maybe just New Year's Eve Saturday. I don't know. I really don't know, girls. But that plan was foiled, so I decided, fuck it, let's go to Starbucks. Even though I fully have a coffee that I bought like 6 hours ago at Quick Trip in my fridge. Not just that. I remember I have a Dutch Bros gift card. And you know when I remembered I had the Dutch Bros gift card? Yeah. Right after I ordered my fucking Starbucks. So, yeah, I'm chilling outside my house here. The mood right now is wait till the fucking gym opens, basically. And hopefully I still have the same motivation to go in 2 hours or in the next hour and a half. I was just going to go to the gym and sit outside there instead of my car until they open. But if you know me, you know my stomach stays being the weakest link. And there's no way I'm gonna drink a grande, not even a venti, but just like a grande, which is, you know, it's basically Starbucks' version of a medium, which is really a small. And but they still charge you like, you know, $57. And God forbid you ask for anything extra. But if you guys know, my stomach does not hold up well in this economy. And I would have to shit myself if I sit outside the gym and wait for them to open. So that's where we are right now. Oh, and then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Okay, the gym doesn't open for another 2 hours. Let me go get breakfast, right? And that was also foiled because usually they'll open up at 6 a.m. It was like 5:55 when I looked this up. And today they open at 7. I was like, okay, well, everything is kind of... I don't know, this is a sign for me to not do anything right now and then just kind of get my ass inside and go to sleep. Because technically, I haven't been to bed. Technically. So, the reason why I completely ruined my sleep schedule is because I got a job promotion. So, I'll pause the podcast here for applause or... So I got a job promotion, so please send gift cards, send money, send, things of value, if you can, please. So I got a job promotion and my company, we don't work during like the little gap between Christmas and New Year's. And this whole week I've just like, as soon as I left work on Thursday, the day before Christmas Eve, I went into complete vacation mode. And at one point, I was like, I kind of feel guilty for not being productive. But honestly, it's your vacation. It's your time to not be productive. Like, go back to your regularly scheduled mentality programming. After the New Year's, you're going to be doing that shit for the rest of the fucking year. And you're probably not even going to be doing it then either. So I was like, fuck it. I'm not even going to feel guilty about it. I'm just going to lounge and be lazy. And mind you, I'm nursing an injury on my leg right now. So I was like, and I not even use that so much of an excuse to no reason, like to basically not do anything. But, I was like, fuck it. Let me take it easy because of my injury. Let me take it easy in general. So I've been starting my days really fucking late. Like 3 o'clock in the afternoon late because I go to sleep like at 6 o'clock in the morning. So I need to fix my schedule before January the 2. Because that is when I go back to work. And so I don't know if today is going to be one of those very long fucking days where I'll probably take a nap sometime throughout the day. And I need to make sure it's only a couple of hours kind of nap. Not like, you know, a full 8 hour session. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's where we're at right now. So, where was I going with this? I have no idea. But, what was I saying? What the fuck was I saying? Covered poop, covered my job. Yeah, I guess, you know, I mean, I guess we can talk about a little bit as to, you know, why I maybe took a break this year. And if I'm being, you know, completely 100 with you guys, completely honest, I really just was not motivated creatively to keep doing the pod this year. I think it was because the more I was kind of getting into it, the more I was growing into it, the more I was learning a lot of kind of what I was getting myself into. I wasn't liking it, if I'm being honest. Like, I love doing that. Like, I love expressing myself, through the podcast. There's, you know, there's a lot of things that come with, you know, growing an audience that I don't like. I'll be honest with you guys. You know, I don't like, you know, like, depending on algorithms, per se. You know what I mean? Especially when you're, like, you know, just a small little creator, kind of, you know, just getting your shit going. And, you know, I don't like the way some shit works when you're like in a creative environment where, you know, the more the bigger your audience, the bigger the payoff, right? So I kind of, you know, I think I maybe dove a little too much into that aspect of it and completely like disencouraged myself. But I've been listening to this is me, this is how I get creative, this is how I get inspired. For me, my version of being inspired is like, well, I mean, I guess it's the standard version of being inspired, you know. I just, yeah, okay, so I got a lot to tell you guys about what happened this year in general. But I was listening to this, you know, this other podcaster, and small, you know, just kind of, you know, just got his footing, just got started, you know, like 2 months ago. And, you know, it's just him, you know, doing his thing, and it's not nobody else. And it's, you know, it's a similar concept, kind of like, you know, like with my podcast, but, you know, just listening to it, really, you know, just going into it, you know, no judgment, nothing, right? And I got the itch for it again, you know, like I got the itch for, you know, jumping back on here and doing this myself, as well as, like, you know, other creators, like specifically like these three trans girls that I've been watching on YouTube, actually. You know, just kind of like the boundary between themselves, and, you know, just kind of watching them re-inspired me as well. So yeah, I don't know, like, honestly, like, it if it wasn't for, like, you know, this, like, the content I've been watching the last couple of days, within the last couple of weeks, I should say, I probably really wouldn't be doing this. But I really got the itch, and I was like, fuck it, let me jump back into it. Which is so funny. It's so recently on, I don't know if you guys listen to Very Delta, it's another podcast as well. And Very Delta used to be Very, it used to be called Very That. It was two podcasters, and then one of the podcasters took a hiatus, and then the other one kind of kept the show going, but changed the name to Very Delta, right? Because that's her name, Delta Work. And the way she's been going viral, specifically amongst, like, the drag and queer community and shit. Just because of her rants, like these very, like, you know, middle-aged mom rants that are so ironically, they're just ridiculous. You know, it's just it's not serious. It's just like, you know, it's just the thoughts that you have. It's like those, you know, those little dumb conversations that you have with yourself, right? And I feel like that's kind of like what I used to do with my podcast here as well. So and I remember when I first saw that, I was like, damn, that was like the inspiration that I had for the podcast myself. But I'm glad that somebody is doing it, you know, really good. So Delta, if you're listening to this, you owe me money. So yeah, so that's what's happening. Anyways, this year I kind of self-diagnosed myself with ADHD. And like every sign points to it. I still need to actually confirm it, but I mean, honestly, ADHD makes sense, if I'm being honest with you guys. it explains a lot. It explains a fucking lot, specifically like my personality type. I feel like, you know, my personality type, my relationships with other people, so I don't know. I guess I could do a, you know, an episode about that. I think that'd be pretty interesting. As well as like possibly being like borderline autistic. So I think, you know, I'll do an episode on that, because honestly, I think it's really interesting to kind of talk about. Because if you listen to the episode and then go back the last 3 years of this podcast, it'll all make sense to you. Because it made sense to me now. So that should be exciting. So what else happened this year? Guys, I don't think I've done anything. So I'll probably also do an episode this year about my surgery, my health, my shitty health at the moment, and then some more things to come, you know, concerning my health next year. Oh my god. I'll probably do an episode on my career this upcoming year, because only I get fired 2 times in 1 year. One to start the year and one to end the year. How about that? Christmas was good, you guys. Spent it with the family here. Small Christmas. I would say mid-sized Christmas. It wasn't small. It was mid-sized. Who the fuck is this? Sus. What the hell? Okay. It's not weird at all. Someone just showed up with my dad's truck. What the hell's going on here? The fuck? Alright. Careers, Christmas was fun. Christmas, New Year's, today's technically big New Year's ball drop. Which I want to say, you guys, I want to try to make it my goal to go to New York, go to Chicago or Florida, Miami specifically. In 2023, it has to be one of those three or all three. I don't give a fuck, but I have to at least do one of those this year. And I was thinking earlier, because I was seeing some TikToks and some stuff about the New Year's ball drop. You know how like in New York City, New Year's Eve is like a pretty big fucking thing, and people just basically gather around in Times Square. And honestly, I don't know if this is like my ADHD or like my borderline autism, but being stuck in that crowd on New Year's Eve in like 40 degree, 30, I don't even know how cold it is, but it always looks fucking freezing. And I've never heard a good thing about it from the people that live in New York, obviously, but even as a tourist, like how, like as a person with a conscience, fuck being a tourist, how does that look fun? It's one of those things where it has to be strictly psychological that people do that, because there is nothing fun about that. It's just the idea of being there because of how popular it is to do that kind of stuff. And because I mean, I have not thought of a good reason. I've also never been to New York. I don't know. But also, I'm a Vegas whore. But this is, see, the difference is there's so much fun to do in Vegas, not just for New Year's. You know what I mean? And I've never seen Vegas like disgustingly packed. I'm sure it's packed, but I've never seen it like disgustingly packed. So I don't know. If you're one of the rats that runs New York and there's different opinions you want to share, different point of views, please feel free to comment on this or share your opinion. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to keep it short and simple, and I'm going to end the podcast. We're going to end this episode here. I need to go inside and poop. I'll let you guys know next year how all this went. Be safe, you guys. Have a happy new year. Happy 2023. And hopefully all your wishes and dreams can come true. Okay, bye.